Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And we will end our Friday show, as promised, with some more modern advice from ancient times. Joining us again is Mark Vernon, author of Plato's Podcasts, The Ancient's Guide to Modern Living. Each section of the book presents ancient philosophers' would-be thoughts on some issues in contemporary life. Today we'll talk about the wisdom of changing your mind and what a philosopher named Bion of Borysthenes might have to say. Mark, welcome back to the show. Hello.
Hello there.
Now, this is not a household name like Plato or Socrates, who you also write about. Who was Bion of Borysthenes?
I think we can call him Bion.
Okay, Bion.
And he came from a place around the Black Sea in present-day Turkey. His father was a fish trader and probably a smuggler. And then the bottom fell out of the fish market, and his whole family was sold as slaves, in fact. He found himself, though, in Athens, and there he taught himself philosophy and became really a very important philosopher, kind of in the second wave of philosophy after Plato and Socrates.
So you write that Bion was called a flip-flopper even in his day, and that's what they accuse politicians of today who changed their mind. How did he counter that?
Bion, he started off with the Platonists, and then he went to the Cynics, and finally he ended up with Aristotle. But I think it's a bit of a mistake to call him a flip-flopper, although he was accused of being so. And because what he wanted to do was enter very deeply into each tradition and discern what he thought was right. So it wasn't just that he was going for a pick and mix, but he really wanted to get to the heart of things.
And you're right that ancient philosophy wasn't always necessary about what was right, but more about winning an argument. That sounds like contemporary politics. So what might Bion say about modern politics?
I think he would approve, actually, of the rise of in the interest with empathy in politics and the business of having conversations, really trying to step into other people's shoes. Because the basis for politics shouldn't just be about winning arguments, but I think should be a kind of commitment to the common good, and that requires respect and goodwill and so on.
One interesting thing in this chapter, Bion saw a big difference between saying, "I know what you think," versus "I see what you mean." What's the difference?
Yeah, it's kind of like the difference between understanding an argument and really feeling for the person and where that argument comes from. Again, it's this business of entering sort of profoundly into the tradition. And I guess, you know, the ancient world was a very plural world, rather like our own. There was a whole mix of stuff going on in Athens. This was an opportunity to really kind of learn and discover, and that's what he took.
How does empathy play into changing your mind?
It's about discernment, I think. It's not just the business of feeling for someone else, because you might feel for someone else and run in the opposite direction. It might just frighten you so much. But what it does allow you to do is kind of stretch your own, the sort of boundaries of your own thought. You know, one single person can't possibly hope to understand the whole of life. That would be a mad thing. But together, you can get more of a taste of it.
And Bion engaged in what he called diatribes, right?
Yeah, he was the originator of the diatribe that became the sermon in the medieval world and still in the modern world. And again, the idea here was that you didn't just deliver a kind of cool, rational argument, but you really tried to move people emotionally as well. And the advantage of that is that it powers people to seek justice and not just to seek a kind of clever argument.
Funny that today diatribe usually has a negative connotation, like a bitter attack or criticism over the top.
Does, and I think that's a kind of reflection of since the Enlightenment and the period in the 17th century where reason, kind of cool reason, came to the fore. And we've forgotten actually that emotions can have real insights into the way things are as well.
You're in the UK. We just had this big spectacle, political spectacle in Washington yesterday, which maybe you heard about, with President Obama sitting down with members of Congress and debating health care, not totally unlike your prime minister sitting down for question time. Does that system lead to people changing their minds any more than the usual American political debates, or is it just political theater too?
I was watching that yesterday, and I sensed that Barack Obama is kind of in between worlds. There's the world which he's used to in Chicago, where he sits down in rooms and meets with people and organizes. And then there's the kind of world of high politics, which is much more confrontational, where it's much more tribal. You know, people take sides. And I guess that he's trying to bridge those two worlds.
And so in the UK, do politicians change their minds any more than they seem to here?
They do and they don't. If they do, they do risk the ire of their former compatriots, because politics is a tribal thing. But we're in a situation here where it's often quite difficult, actually, to tell the difference between the two main parties. There seems to be a kind of convergence in the middle ground.
Well, we leave it there. Really nice book, Plato's Podcasts, The Ancient's Guide to Modern Living. Mark Vernon is the author. Mark, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Leonard Lopate Show coming up right after the news. Leonard will be here with British actors Hugh Dancy, Andrea Riseborough, and Ben Whishaw on their roles in the American premiere of the play The Pride. And they'll have Please Explain on 3D technology. Leonard after the news. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Brian Lehrer, WNYC FM and AM New York.